Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by UC Davis. All eyes are on Mitch McConnell ahead of next week. Burgess Everett and John Bresnahan write that the Kentucky Republican is laying it all on the line ahead of the Alabama special election, where he has aggressively backed Senator Luther Strange and the Cassidy Graham healthcare vote. They write, "The typical cautious McConnell is taking huge gambles in both cases and will emerge as a hero or goat within the GOP depending on how it all turns out. McConnell will need everything to break his way to come out on top. Moore is leading in the polls, and McConnell currently lacks the votes to repeal Obamacare." Both Sarah Palin and Sebastian Gorka were down in Alabama last night rallying for Roy Moore. President Donald Trump will head to Alabama tonight for a Strange rally. Nancy Cook scoops that Trump aides are already looking for the exits. While many had hoped to make it a year, aides are already circulating their resumes. Meanwhile, Josh Dossie and Burgess Everett report that while Trump has been making calls and trying to help secure votes for the Senate health care vote next week, the White House is privately harboring doubts it will pass. On the world stage, North Korea leader Kim Jong-un responded with a direct rebuke to Trump. He called the president deranged and said he will pay dearly for his threats. The AP reports that the message was unusual in its directness. Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting that Iran says it will boost its missile capabilities, defying Trump. Facebook is back in the news again in connection with Russia ads. While Facebook has agreed to provide details to congressional investigators about ads purchased by Russians to influence the 2016 campaign, Democrats are moving ahead to push for legislation that would require the company and other tech companies to publicly disclose more information about political advertisements and the buyers behind them. The Wall Street Journal has a piece up on the U.S. monitoring Paul Manafort after he left the Trump campaign, and the New York Times is reporting that the law firm Skadden Arps is facing questions over work it did with Manafort. The Financial Times has a story up on Steve Bannon holding a secret meeting in China last week with the second most powerful Chinese Communist Party official. And there is more details emerging on his HHS Secretary Tom Price's private flights. Politico is reporting that Price traveled at least 24 times on chartered flights to cities with frequent, inexpensive commercial options. In the juice, we've got a first in playbook that Craig Gordon is being named Bloomberg's Washington bureau chief. Marty Schenker is moving back to D.C. to become chief content officer, and Wes Kosova will oversee Bloomberg's U.S. and global government and political coverage from Washington. And MSNBC's Joy Reid will sit down with Hillary Clinton this Saturday at 10 a.m. to discuss the latest Russia developments, the healthcare debate, and more. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.